It's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sharif Quadri. We're talking some more about party primaries. It's a week of party primaries. Last Saturday, the PDP elected Atiku Abubakar as their standard bearer. The drama is still with us. We're still seeing everything being playing out right now. Yesterday, Labour Party elected Peter Obi as their standard bearer for the 2023 elections. We're also still getting reactions off of that. Also yesterday, the All Progressives Congress, ruling All Progressives Congress, started the screening of their presidential primaries, and some of the questions they were asking them is about their loyalty, where it lies, whether especially those that have dual citizenship on their position on dual citizenship. They also asked them about their cases with the EFCC and ICPC, whether they have pending cases with those two anti-corruption agencies. They were also asked whether they're interested in consensus as well. And then quite a number of them gave their different reactions. Remember that, you know, press was not privy to the screening, but the feedback we got were from insiders to those screening moments. Joining me right now to discuss party primaries is none other than Alistair Wilcox, the Honorable Chairman of Lagos and District Environs. Lagos Chairman of ICAN, Lagos and District, have you?
Yeah.
He's blushing.
you see, good morning, good esteemed listeners. When your friends abandon you for too long, you know, they have things like this to contend with. I can't imagine that my friend Sherry,
you
that
did will, not carry
that will
us
only
alone.
Make me leave. The only person that can make me leave my house by 5 a.m. I and start coming for a program. It's Sheriff.
I can't believe that.
You can't even pronounce my name properly.
I can't believe that. My name is
Alistair Wilcox. I was just elected by last Thursday, the chairman. I can't
leave. And you did not invite your friends.
District society. So
you did not invite your friends.
It's a society.
How
of
are we friends?
Chartered accountants. That live and work within the Lagos territories. Thank you very much, Sheriff. Let me tell the listener before you muddle it up. Since friendship has become something of a fair weather.
You did not tell us now, eh?
Well, I'm here, Sheriff. Thank you very much.
It's nice
and Sheriff, I also want to congratulate the 58th president of ICAN, Malam Isa Tijani, Malam Musa is Tijani Isa, who is going to be inaugurated today at the ICAN secretary. That's the national, that's the ICAN president, the 58th ICAN president.
When is your own investiture coming?
My investiture as the chairman of ICAN will come up on the 25th of June. 2022.
Okay.
Yes, so we'll carry Sheriff and others along. Yes, that's about 3 weeks.
See, this
now
is life.
We'll
when you are making money and you are getting elevated, you abandon people that you've been struggling with.
This is when they say Yoruba say that before you catch the thief, the thief start shouting thief. So I want to congratulate my president and wish him successful tenure in office.
Listen, we would like to congratulate you as well on this new position. I know that it's fresh new challenges. You have quite a number of things that you want to do to improve the profession and everything. And wish you best of luck.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. That's the best news. That's the best statement I've had. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I will
very
not
much,
look
Sheriff.
At your attitude and not wish you well. I wish you well, even though you did not invite us.
No, don't worry. 25th is around the corner. Okay. Then let's not test friendship and loyalty. We had the loyalty
so
line.
You think it's radio that you invite?
We had the Sheriff loyalty lines. Thank you very much, Sheriff. It's nice seeing you again this morning.
Congratulations once again. It's nice seeing you.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk party primaries. Let's start with PDP party primaries. What's your assessment of what happened?
Well, I want to congratulate the PDP sincerely from the bottom of my heart, even though I have never shared in their views or whatever. But from the bottom of my heart, I want to congratulate them for having a successful hitch freak. In fact, something resemblance of a competition. For the first time, we're having a competition.
You acknowledge that?
Oh, no, sure. We're a competition that was healthy, okay. That is reminiscent of what we see the Americans do in their own primaries. No, I don't. Wick is my governor. I don't approve of some of his methods and all, but he went all out for it.
That's right.
He went all out. He throws the jab, which is what politics is all about. Mm-hmm. He throws the jab. He throws the javelin. Mm-hmm. He, in fact, he fights like somebody who really needed the job.
Hmm.
And so that reflected in the results.
Hmm.
I mean, you see where the almighty Atiku, of course everybody knows that Atiku is the train, is the moving train as far as the PDP apparatus right now is concerned.
Okay.
So it would be difficult to upstage him at any point. So, but other candidates giving their best, you know, and you see that they maintain the, based on the Electoral Act, the number of small number of delegates. You know, before now we used to have thousands and thousands of delegates.
Mm-hmm.
This I have, is this 700 and something delegates?
Yeah, yeah.
And they conducted themselves in such a manner that they get my applaud.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm endorsing the party,
yeah,
but they got my applaud in this respect. Now, the downside being the fact that, of course, when the dollars start flowing in ceaseless dimension. And of course, that one is a negative. It's minus. And it will remain minus for any party or anybody that keep destroying our naira in preference of dollar and making our economy to ruin by their own personal action ambition, by dollarizing our economy and right, make and using dollar as a means of exchange and bribery and corruption of the country, which what the PDP did, that is the negative side of their party.
Who do you think could possibly pass for a formidable running mate to Atiku, looking at the array of political juggernauts in the party?
I'm not in the mind of Atiku, and every president will want a calm person as a running mate.
Okay.
Obasanjo just suffered it, and he knew. And after then, Yar'Adua didn't miss time in picking a Jonathan, and Jonathan did not miss time in picking a Namadi Sambo. Buhari, of course, Buhari didn't miss in picking a Oshibajo, who it's calm. I mean, everybody needs a calm,
VP.
VP, yes. Obi will not have been a good VP for Atiku if they had won that election. Even though Obi was very close, I mean, he wants also maintain his own intellectual position and all that.
Right.
So he wanna.
Right.
So I think for now, if I'm asked to, if Atiku asks me to nominate for him,
yeah,
I will nominate Udom Emmanuel.
Udom Emmanuel.
Yes.
You think he's calm?
Calm. Well, calm. Not too much of a baggage. Not known now.
Okay.
Not that they are not existing.
Mm.
And then somehow, like I said, calm.
Mm.
But again, power intoxicates when you get it. But I think he's a calm person. If he wants a bulldozer,
yeah,
someone that will do a dirty job, then Wike.
Okay.
But I would doubt if an Atiku would want to work with Governor.
Why? Wike. Why not?
Well,
because I would think that somebody like Atiku and Wike together, they may have some similarities that can't work together, you know, but then with the mindset of getting things done,
they can't get anything done except Wike will be clipped by whatever cabal Atiku will come with. I say Wike can be clipped with whatever cabal. Remember, Wike is so ambitious to get even the party structure. And he has
at
some point he even threatened the party. Imagine his outburst with Obaseke and
that's right.
All. So for me, a presidential, he's my governor, I'm from River State. A presidential material must not be such. Sincerely, it must not be such. And he will lose votes if he picks a Wike. I don't know why the Southeasterners have again embarrassed themselves to the fact that their quest for Igbo presidency is just a mirage or a bargaining tool by the elite.
How do you mean embarrass themselves?
Embarrass themselves because you have two Igbo sons that contested the primaries. And with I don't know the total number of delegates, but some say 120. I don't think it's up to 120, but some say 90, 91. And the two can only muster 16, maybe 15. Now, see, charity begins at home. For you to make a statement that we need this thing, like they have been making on the media, IPOB has been helping them IPOP and their EC and has been helping them to propagate the PDP agenda and the Igbo presidency and the Igbo nation and all that. I mean, you start that charity at home by making that statement, we are ready for it for ourselves. Now you get to a PDP conference. I mean, the Igbos has been the demanding PDP. I mean, they've tied their soul and destiny everything to PDP. I mean, even though they have an ABGA that should have, just like the Southwest had ACN, AD, ACN, and from there metamorphosed. The Southeast, they had ABGA.
Yeah.
That has been formidable no matter what. Anambra has remained under ABGA grip.
Yes.
Now, let's even assume that they wanted the PDP. And their source we are contesting. And out of 90, 91 or whatever delegates, you only gave your sons 15. And then giving the rest to whether Wike or Atiku or whoever. For me, it's a colossal shame. For a people that is mounting. So who's marginalizing the Igbos now? I am from River State, so I have sympathy for the Southeast. So who's marginalizing? Outsider, the Fulani, the outsider that they've been blaming, that they've been attacking in their domain. The Yoruba, the Isi Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, that they've all had, that if you find Igbo in Lagos, their enemy is Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, who has chopped Lagos money. If you see the Igbos talking, if you see my brothers talk about Lagos, it's only Tinubu has eaten their money. Is it now the one oppressing you from having Igbo presidency? Is it the APC that's oppressing you? Now, you had the opportunity of making a statement, and I'm very, very angry about it.
Even though the statement might not have changed anything,
but it would have gone far. Now, if out of, okay, let's take 91 delegates minus 15. So you're having about 70-something delegates. Now, if Wike and Atiku had jointly lost 76 delegates, or let's say 75, or let me say 60 delegates, that will have gone to the Igbo. It will have made a bigger statement. Now the margin of victory of each of the candidates will have shrinked.
That's right.
And that will have now given a plus to either Anim or Sam to even negotiate for the vice presidency in a better state. You understand? Now, Sam Ahabuha could have been a good vice president. He's a technocrat. Okay, not a core politician. No baggages. I don't think any baggage can be linked to him and all that. So he could be a good vice president. Now, if Sam Ahabuha has got 60 votes, which would have been, I don't know how many votes Igbos got, Saraki got from Igbos. Let's assume minus some votes from this leading candidate and give it to Sam Ahabuha. Okay, the face of the Southeast, can that be a negotiating tool for them for a better deal? Even they didn't get the presidency. So when people come on air on social media and mouth what they know they are not practicing, just as a commercial venture, as a bargaining tool. I mean, when $35,000 or whatever $1,000 was rolling around, people, let me just go with 21 million. And what is my business with who becomes president, who does not become?
Peter will be leaving the PDP. Did that affect the Southeast chances in any way?
Of course not. Let's not see social media.
you know, the reason I'm putting Peter Obi back to the PDP now is because of what you said about, you know, the remaining two candidates there.
Yes.
Would that have, would his presence there, hypothetically, if he had stayed there, could the votes have gone to him?
No. You see, Peter, it's a social media hype. Forget that he was governor of Anambra State. He was by providence. As a matter of fact, PDP made him governor of Anambra State through the falling out of Ngige. So let's be clear on that, because I mean, remember that case took almost 2.5 years or going to 3 years after Ngige's ordeal with Andy Oba and all that. That is how Peter becomes governor. Okay, PDP made him governor, and the moment he finishes his term, what did he do? He dumped ABGA and went to PDP. Now, has he made any significant impact in PDP? So I don't like paparazzis. Look, let's go down to the basics.
Is that what you think he's doing?
Oh, sure. Let's go down to the basics. Okay, you'll find out how many votes he will get, he will get from, except there'll be a rebellion. If the Southeast will do a rebellion against PDP, then Peter Obi might get a few thousand votes.
I kind of would like to disagree with you on that, because I feel that the Southeasterners, they were ready to vote for Peter Obi. I'm not sure about the delegates, you know, because you know that this particular stage is for the delegates. Yes. So, and we can't really say what would go will go down at the last minute, you know, in delegates' mind as to who to vote for. But looking at how things played out on Saturday, looking at the voting patterns, you see that these two leading contenders, Wike and Atiku, they amassed their votes, and while the starting was going on, you could barely even tell who will win, because you kept hearing Wike Atiku, Wike Atiku, Wike, you know, like that. So so if Obi had stayed in PDP, could Obi have been mentioned, you know, during the sorting in that way?
Obi would have been mentioned just as Udo Imawe was mentioned, just as Anyim was mentioned. Obi could not have commanded that Eastern delegate. Okay, why did he leave? I don't know the dynamics. It was even shocking to me that Obi left.
Yeah.
I don't know the dynamics.
Yeah, now, it was Kulobi, shocking, actually.
Kulobi has upstage Wike, or Kulobi have upstage Atiku, who has the war chest in terms of personality, in terms of the what they call the Benjamin. Now Kulobi has upstaged that. Now so I think Obi left because he saw the handwriting that this thing is money. This thing is not intellectualism. Yeah, it's not ideology. This thing is money, and you can't play the money, you can't get it. So Obi has seen that, and again he has seen that he must have seen. Like what happened to Anyim and Habowa, that his own delegates will not be ready now, because I mean he will have known some of the delegates before then, because he left barely a week ago. The delegates are already known, so he will have also known that these delegates are not going to give him anything significant. If he has had the assurance from those delegates that he will get 70 votes, that he's going to get 50 votes, he's going to get 60 votes, then that's a good bargaining power. Okay, for instance, a man like Fayose, who is will I call him an advertiser or what, who got 0 votes, but he paid his 100 million, he was there, he made us, so he didn't even vote for himself. 50 million, yeah, sorry, he didn't vote for himself. For him to score.
Was he a delegate?
as a president candidate, he's supposed to vote for himself now. I mean, the lady voted for herself. Do you understand? The lady voted for herself.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever intrigues that made Tambu have to withdraw, that is
We're going to come to that. I'm just trying to look at the how it played out for the Southeasterners.
No, it's for me, with due respect and apologies to the Southeasterners and to my friends. And to those social media activists that has been mounting Southeast, it's a shame to all of them, because the Southeast didn't present their best foot forward.
There was no statement at all.
No statement. You had 91 votes to make a statement. It's unfortunate that you come from, that the zone has limited number of votes, of delegate votes. Yes. But that will have made a statement. And that statement will have resonated in the fact that we are serious with what we are doing now. We are no longer joking. We play too much. Now we know they play again. Let us make this statement. Let us give Samuel Harbour, let us give Pius Anyim all our votes, or share our vote, so that others will know that your margin of victory will shrink. Even if you are going to win, your margin will shrink. The fact that if we, with our small...
We can make life uncomfortable for you.
Uncomfortable for you. So you need to fight for every vote in the Southeast. Not a conquest region by a particular party. Mr. Dramani said in Ghana when he lost election, he said even the voter region that used to be our voting region, it's now we treat them as conquest, and now we're now losing votes there. So even the voter region that used to be the bedrock of NDC in Ghana, in the previous election, they had a bruised nose. And so they made their life uncomfortable for the NDC there. So the Easterner, the South Easterner that has been neck deep, soul deep, kidney deep, everything with PDP, could have made a big statement that, look, life can be uncomfortable for you if we don't give us what we're looking for.
Indeed. And that's how we talk, always blunt as ever. Let's prepare for our first break. Oh, well, you know what? Let me quickly take some messages here. There are not quite a number of people are not happy with what you said, Alistair.
Good luck to them.
They said that you used the word Igbos embarrass themselves, that you also use other words that are not polite to them.
Well, in my words, I said with due apologies, but I have to state it the way I felt bad about it because it is not something
you,
that
you were pained.
I'm pained. I am pained. So you can't be more Igbo than me. You can't be more Nigerian than me.
Let's go to break. Let's go to break. We'll be right back. Lagos, stay with us.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Never leave home without a peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep you going.
Peak, rich for your peak.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, it is the crossfire. Exactly what the name is, that's what you're hearing this morning on the show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Alistair Wilcox is here with us in the studio. I'm going to quickly take some messages on Twitter very quickly now before we get back to telephone. All my lines are blinking, Alistair. Bujisi says, hi, I extremely agree with Alistair Wilcox. It was making statement about votes. You need to always say, make a statement with your vote. Why would they not vote for themselves? So all the delegates betrayed their aspirants. Chai, who is marginalizing the Southeasterners now. Bujisi sent that on Twitter. Yes. Let me take a few more here that says, okay, S. Prince says, caution your guest, Alistair Wilcox. He should stop being this and that. If he can't make unbiased some commentary about national issues that affect all tribes and people, what is he going on? What is he doing on this program? what's your name again? Something. Princeville, yes, S. Princeville sent that. Alistair, let's take some calls.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
To talk on what we've touched on very quickly before we go to other areas of our conversation this morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please.
Sherry.
Yes, please.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. Please go on.
Okay. Just like the other person said on the Twitter. I mean, if somebody wants to talk on national issue, he shouldn't be biased somehow. Because the young man there, the way he's talking, Igbos.
What is the bias part? Address it. Just address it.
For instance, now, all of us know that money played on that day. Mention is there.
Okay.
The money played a part that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you saying that even if the Southeasterners collected money. Are they not Nigerians? Because others collected money and voted for who they want.
Hmm.
They ask where we came and all these people got the money that they are spending, and they are talking trash. You know, I don't like that. You know the kind of people you invite.
Hmm.
Please.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Alistair, sorry. Karina is here.
Yeah, he didn't even tell me the trash I said. He didn't mention the trash. He even collected himself. That's of course. It's when sometimes when people wants to
I wanted him to negative, say exactly what he wanted to
he
address.
He didn't even address what he should be addressing. That is the problem. You hear with what you want to hear. I never insulted anybody. Mm. And I said, we do apologize. And you are not more Igbo than me, Oga. That's you are not more Igbo than me. And I'm pained because the statement we're supposed to make, we didn't make it. And that is what we are talking about. Because that is the underlying fact. Yeah.
So he said something about people collecting
of
money
course,
and everything.
That's what we said. That the war chest is big. OP cannot afford that war chest. That's why he left. So even if you collect that money,
yeah,
we have been talking about Igbo president. We have been shouting it. Now, when we are supposed to make a statement, we didn't make a statement. And you are telling me I'm biased. Against who? Against myself or against you? Who am I biased against?
Let me take Karina's call. Karina is here from the corridor. Karina, hi.
Yes. Sheriff, I'm calling back.
Okay.
You see, the reason I waited this long was because, you know, on election day, I can have my PVC and it is useless. I cannot use it because of distance. You know, the reason we waited this long was because, we are staying so that the polling booth will not be far from where we're living. And then at the end of this year, there will still be people who will still change address. Then what happens to them?
Yes, I can hear you. So that's the thing, Karina, right? The election portal and those this thing, they can't they can't be opened for forever. So there has to be
exactly,
exactly. So that is why whatever one needs to do, you have to do it when that opportunity is provided for you to do it.
The only other option we have is to go and lodge in an hotel around that place, right? What if I cannot afford to go and rent an hotel and stay close to my polling
room? Well, I'm sorry then. You may not be able to vote if you can't afford that.
That's it.
You may not be able to vote if you can't afford that.
So it's not about the PVC. There are still some other things you have to look at.
Yeah.
You know? But madam, first get the PVC. Get it first. Before those other considerations. No, got it. Get it.
I need them.
Despite where you live, despite if you didn't get it first. Don't leave. Leave those excuses. Leave those excuses.
Just try and get the PVC first.
That is first thing.
I'm trying because I'm pained already. I am pained.
All right. Thank you, Karina. Thank you. I can see that you really want to vote. I can see that. Huh? Well, thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's start quickly. Let's move on to the issue of Peter Obi going to Labour Party. What are his chances?
Very, very slim chances. Mm. Except somebody who also wants to tell me that I'm insulting Peter Obi. But very, very slim chances because... Yeah. We should have Peter Obi should have started building a groundswell of real followers, not social media followers like Sani Uba that ended up with only 2 votes when this primary election, even though he has over 2 million followers and healers and supporters and praise singers, you know. So Peter Obi should have started. You see, when people like Atiku, it's become an institution. They didn't start today, they didn't start yesterday. These are people that has had, that's why Atiku will always win a primary election. Because these are people that have had long history of structure building. Now, if Asiwaju is coming out to talk about, you know, this man has tentacles of structures. Now, and that is, because it's either the political party is building the structure like in the US or in Britain or in Canada and other places, or the individuals is building the structure. Now, unfortunately, our political parties are all less than 25-year-old and all that. So, and because of all this rigmarole, they've not been able to really have a formidable structure. So, the individual structure is now what counts. And Peter Obi, where does he have it? Okay,
he doesn't have that structure.
He doesn't have it. Labour Party is not appealing. Labour Party does not have a face. Now that someone that could move their faces. Labour Party has changed leadership from Labour to...
What if the following on social media translates into actual following?
It has never.
Will his chances be...
It has never.
What if, hypothetically,
Karina said, how many people of those fellas has a voter's card or have a PVC or are ready on that day to stick their neck and say, I must vote for Peter, even if he doesn't win? We are making a statement. So social media, just like when the former deputy governor of CBN contested in Anambra State, he had less than 7,000 votes. Even though in the social media, he has millions of followers. So it has never translated. And sometimes we just mouth these things. And that's why my brother that called us, some of these things is mouth. Leave sentiment, my brother. Let's leave sentiment and tell us the truth. There's nothing wrong in telling somebody the truth. You can't be more Igbo than me. You can't be more Nigerian than me. So I am telling what I'm speaking here is from the bottom of my heart because I'm pained as to how we have monetized our election. We have dollarized our election using scarce dollar for unproductive, on economic reasons, and the naira taking a bash every day. Now we blame government. Now the activity of people, you and me, everyday persons, that do not need dollar for commercial, for business reasons, are now sourcing for the scarce commodity, whose supply is so limited. Supply is so limited, and demand is outstripping supply. And this time around, the demand is tripling. So why won't the naira take a bash? And they will blame government. Well, that has no hand, we blame CBN, that has no hand, no leg in what is happening.
Let's start quickly. I know that you're paying that, dollars were shared at the PDP primaries and the rest of them, and then business people who actually needed this dollar, who still need these dollars to transact business, couldn't get it, but politicians have them stored somewhere in raw cash, as a matter of fact.
In raw cash, in septic tanks, in air-conditioned rooms. Come on, what are we doing to this country?
I'm going to talk to you about the APC. APC right now, some analysts have said that APC, they are not exactly sure the direction they want to go, whether direct primaries, indirect primaries, or consensus. In fact, from the feelers that we got from their screening that started yesterday, even aspirants were asked their thoughts about consensus. And one of the aspirants who spoke to the press said that he told them that, you know, whatever the party, you know, wants, that's what he's going to do. What do you think would be the best approach for the APC?
I don't know who that person is, but that's not immaterial. Sincerely, if you don't have your own...
It's called being a party man.
No. It's not being a party man. Even if you're to context to go for the office of the president of a country,
yeah,
you must have your own mind. That, you see, that mind might not succeed, but you must express your own mind. Why are you okay? So why did you wake up and go and buy a form for 100 million? And he said, "What the party decides." You don't have your own mind. So that's a material. For the office of the president of Nigeria.
What should APC do?
As far as I'm concerned, the APC has failed me in terms of the organization. See, I praise the PDP. I will never support the PDP in anything because I've never been their fan. But I praise the PDP for this feat of their primaries. Well, look, why do parties have to wait? ENEC has given this timetable long ago.
Yeah.
Why do parties have to wait till the last minute to conduct things? In Ghana, 2 years to election, your presidential candidates are all known. So here in Nigeria, you wait for the last minute. So APC, why did APC have to wait for the last minute, or waiting for waiting for what PDP, maybe the game PDP will play?
Yeah.
So that is for me a disappointment. I am a sympathizer of the APC, but to me this is a clear disappointment and clear manipulation of the electoral system. So if APC cannot do better than what PDP has done with primaries, I'm talking about primaries.
Yes.
Now, I'm not talking of the money sharing part of the primaries, but I'm talking of
the organization.
The organization.
The process.
And the context. The context.
The context.
That ensued. Healthy context that ensued that brought out a winner. Even though it might have been influenced with money or whatever, but there was a process that they did. So if APC cannot do more than that, then for me, I don't have a basis of coming on radio to be defending what does not go down well with me. So they should go for a primaries and just like indirect primaries, as it has. So they should go for purely indirect primaries. Let the best, whoever can enjoy the support of a wide range of delegate members, to get the ticket, and everybody could be. Now, if you go and say consensus, you are going to force some people out of it.
That's right.
Now, the man that comes and tell you what the party decides, that is not his mind. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know who he is, but with due respect, he must be a trader, he must be a businessman. He might be trying to trade in for something. So you don't have a mind of your own. So I think they should stand on the principle of the fact that everybody should have an equal chances of getting ticket.
Does it look like APC as a ruling party is ready at all?
I don't think they are. That is why why will you need the last minute to do things and then become chaotic? I expected that APC should have gotten their president candidate maybe by the first of this month. So that these things will have gone past them. Why do people have to? Yes, I know that they had the challenge of having NWC or whatever together.
Yes.
That again become a bit of a problem challenge for them. I agree, all those things happened. But I think a party should be. When these leaders sit down every day in their offices or in their caucus, what are they thinking? What are they doing? Manipulating? Thinking of how to manipulate? Or thinking of how to stab each other at the back? Then that's not a party. So I think the best thing for this party is to outdo the PDP in terms of organization of their primaries. Not the money aspect. Please, not the money aspect of it. But someone who will enjoy the support across board of delegates.
What if the party decides to go for consensus? How would that in any way affect the chances of the party?
Well, it depends on who they are consensing to. I mean, consensus. Now, consensus, is it that because the APC today is so polarized, and I'm so shocked, I'm so ashamed of what's happening in the APC. They don't have most of them don't have respect for competence and for leadership. So sad for me. Most of them don't have respect because look at the wide array of presidential candidates. People that cannot even win your local government. People that some of them cannot even win their local government. I don't want to mention names here. But you see, at every election, people put their best foot forward.
Yes.
And
that's
and,
the normal thing.
Yes, and people for you not to know that you don't take Nigerians for right, don't take Nigerians for fools. Mm. You put your best foot forward. And then you begin to look at what are your chances, are your permutations. And I don't believe in this North-South divide, sincerely. I don't believe in this North-South divide. But of course, PDP fostered that on us with not what this South. PDP fostered that on us. If that could go with this election, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But we must put but the APC must put their best foot forward. Who is winnable? Who is acceptable across board? Mm-hmm. Who is winnable? Who can match the PDP?
If it would take a northern candidate for the APC to remain in power, would you support that?
I'm a Nigerian. That I say, I don't believe in this North-South divide.
I just wanted you to say.
Oh, sure. I'm not. It doesn't matter if President Kennedy does not come from. I mean, even if he comes from my village, what would that do to me? Sense of satisfaction. It's like your brother cooking good stew in his house. You can't enter. You go and buy bread and be using the aroma to eat the bread, and you are satisfied. That is this so-called North-South, West-North divide. But I am not against the fact that we have the best in every environment.
Okay.
If for whatever convenience, whatever emotional satisfaction that we get, that okay, since the Northerner has been have the face, let the Southerner have the face. Mm. Oh well, I'm good. Then I should be rooting. If I should be rooting for my own brother Amechi. Mm. Seriously. But.
What is wrong with Amechi being the president?
I should be rooting for him now. If we must do that North-South.
Do you think he could be the best candidate?
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, with Rotimi Amechi, if you're talking about North-South divide now,
yes.
With what he did as a governor, as a governor of the United States, and as a minister of transportation, I think he has a capacity.
How about Bola Tinubu?
Oh, that is the grandmaster.
What does that even mean?
What that means is he has over time shown great capacity to be the manager of men. Our resources. He has built men.
We're smiling. We're saying this.
No. You see, I must respect. I must acknowledge. I must give credence to where it belongs to.
Okay.
I mean, if I have to extrade them one of the carry one by one, I can give you 1,001 reasons about them.
So
I can extrade
where I'm going exactly where we are right now. That don't you think that the APC they have more than they've beaten more than they can chew
far more than they can chew, Sheriff. Far more than they can chew. Because at this point, it is not today that APC start doing screening. And as I said, they failed a lot of folks who are there. I'm not a member. I'm not a CAC member of any party. Mm. But some of us who have been their sympathizers or empathizers for this one, they failed a lot because organization is poor. And there is too many behind-the-scene maneuvering that is not healthy.
Mm.
So, look, if this contest has been reduced to maybe Bola Tinubu, Yaya Bello, Rotimi Amechi, and maybe I don't want to add Oshiba to the mix. For as far as I'm concerned, that's a distraction.
Okay.
And I'm being very, very honest here. That's a distraction. If we have had maybe okay, let's say for balancing, we have Yaya Bello, we have Ogbonayonu, we have Rotimi Amechi, we have Bola Tinubu as contenders for this title.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a more decent fight, a more decent arrangement.
Mm.
But you're having all. Even plus my respected Pastor Bakari, you have Badaru, governor of
Emeka Wajoba.
You have Emeka Wajoba. So you have so many people that you can't even, okay, where does this start from? Okay, are they even known? How do you pronounce Emeka Wajoba? Call your callers.
He was screened yesterday.
I asked how you pronounce Emeka Wajoba. I think he's from Enugu State, Abi is from which state is from? As people know him. But who will not know Bola Tinubu? Who does not know Rotimi Amechi? Who does not know Yaya Bello? Who does not know Ogbonayonu?
But isn't this what fairness is about? Giving everybody equal opportunity.
Yes, everyone equal opportunity, but the person must be realistic. Except there are some ulterior motives. And to add insult to injury, the Jonathan factor is now coming in. I mean, The Jonathan fans is not coming in.
How is that an insult?
Of course, an insult. A man that you discredited to the point of making, he lost an election under you. Under you. You show how incompetent he was and how he turned the country upside down. As at then. And then you lost election. He's not, even if, I mean, you are now, whatever, who is meeting that idea. So how will you face the electorate? It just happened. It's just what happened in Edo State. Hmm. For the copy, what Adam Shimola said about what is the candidate he propelled. Hmm. For the copy, what he said about him, and then
Pastor was
Iziamu.
Iziamu. Yes.
That's what PDP will just do. I mean, that would be a roasting for the APC, and then a cruising home of the PDP.
Alexa, we have to leave it here. Would you have to come back next week when candidates emerge from the APC and we'll follow this conversation?
I thought their callers were giving me more bashing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And this is what the program is designed to, crossfire, really. Alexa, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And congrats and best of luck.
Thank you so very much. Thank you very much.
Sheriff,
keep that date in mind.
Yes, I will. Sheriff Quadri is my name. Done for this morning. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Your P.
Never leave home without a peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep you going.
Peak, rich for your peak.
Never leave home without a peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep you going.
Peak, rich for your peak.
Sis, what is it again? Oh, look at this blouse. It's lovely. Yes, it's a perfect color for your complexion. And when you step out in this air, heads will turn.
Want to buy it for me?
I want you to buy it so I can add it to what I'm buying on Jumia. That way, my order will be enough to have it delivered for free. Then you'll give me the money for the blouse.
So love.
Shop on Jumia today and enjoy free delivery in Lagos and Abuja. Jumia, your everyday delivery.